Menachem's sweetest friend in the previous year, we discussed the Shitas HaRambam, Mamrim 6:10. If one's parents, senile, he can't take care of them, then he's allowed to leave and let somebody else take care of him. The Rabbi argues. He said, who's he going to tell to take care of them for him? If it's doable, he should do it himself. And if it's not doable, then what's going away going to help? So we discussed for a while Shita Sahamam Shita Sahayvid, and then we started being Mavayah, the Gidrei Chiyuv Mitzvah Saseh. We saw the Kasha, then the Gemara in Kedushin 29b. There's a Machlekes. What do you do if you only have five slime? Who are you paid the first, you or your son? And it says, no, it's Pasha that you're first. You only have five, but if you have five Mishur Abadim, five Bnei Chorim, then there's a Machlokas, who to do first. But the whole question is just, it should be a moot point, because you don't have to spend more than a fifth on mitzvahs, and here you're spending all your money on the mitzvah. And it says that, what do you do? If you have enough money for Pidyon HaBen or Aliyah LaRegel, which one do you do? What do you mean, which one do you do? You can't. You don't have to spend all your money on a mitzvah. Here you're spending more than a fifth. And to say that Pidyon HaBen is an akashic is the shibud nechassim, but the Bir Halacha holds that the shibud is because of the mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah, there's no shibud. And then we asked, if you're piron chov, you only have to pay a fifth to pay back a debt? Never heard such a thing. So we explain that the whole din of not being motzi yoser mechomesh al mitzvah veres is because when you don't have tefillin, for example, or a lulav, you don't have to take tefillin or lulav. You don't have it. You don't have to. It's impossible for you to be mekayim. You don't have a tefillin. Elamai, you have to spend money. And the question is, how much money do you have to spend? In other words, the mitzvah is not in front of you. You have to spend money to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the kasha is, how much money do you have to spend in order to be mekayim this mitzvah? What makes it considered possible to be mekayim the mitzvah? And the answer, Chazal say, is a fifth. It's like we find by Kfuras HaMeis, Tumas Kohanim, Meis Mitzvah. So if there's another, if there's Yisrael around, let the Yisrael do it. And if there isn't, then it's considered impossible, and therefore he's allowed to become Tamei Meis. We don't say it's a loss to say spend money and hire somebody. No. In such a case, we say that it's not considered possible. I mean, the mitzvah isn't in front of him. There's no one around. Paying somebody is not considered that you're able to mekayim this mitzvah. What defines it as a meis mitzvah is that can't be done. You're the only one who can do it, or you can hire somebody to do it. But that doesn't make it. That doesn't mean that you have to hire somebody. It's still considered a meis mitzvah. So we don't say, spend all your money not to become tamei because it's a loss to say. We don't say that because it's considered that you're not able to be mekayim this mitzvah. You're not obligated to go that far. Meaning you're only obligated to. We have a special parasha of tuma for a meis mitzvah, and that parasha applies when nobody's available to do it for free. No non-kohen. So here also we have a parasha of mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs you don't have to do. If you don't have it, you don't have to do it. Elamai, you have to spend. You have to go and spend a fifth. Of course, more than a fifth, that already is considered that it's impossible to do. That's the gedel of Hotzalas Mamon on Mitzvahs. That's why you're patur. It's not out onus. You can spend a fifth. If you spend a third or a half, it's not onus. You could spend more. But the answer is, more than a fifth, it's considered that you're unable to be kind of this mitzvah. It emerges according to this, that the whole Torah about Hotzal Yosem Mechoymesh is only because Kamoshu Achshav Yivshal Lekayim a mitzvah. Right now, Rak midika pikuach nefesh patrik et patrik b'loisese. Im kein be mitzvah shikrin or atzos mamin kipidyan aben prias bal choiv kol she yesh lo es hamamin. Hare yesh lo b'melech keimet hamitzvah. So the Mirza Koran says the whole tour of haitzah yoser mechoimesh is only because in the present situation you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But if there would be no p'tur, because it's impossible, since you're not honest, you would have to spend all of your money. Except pikuach nefesh, then you're p'tur like Eloisa say. And if so, mitzvahs, whose entire definition is haitzahs mamon, like pidyan haben, and paying a debt, prias bal chov, if you have the money, even if you have it in land, in real estate, if you have the money, so you have what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. And you're not considered in a matzav of p'tur. P'tur, when you p'tur, you don't have tefillin. So that means you don't have what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. If it's up until the fifth, then that's considered, that's possible still for you to be mekayim the mitzvah. Beyond the fifth, that's not considered that you're able. That's not considered possible. Meaning it's feasibly possible. You could do it. But the halacha doesn't require you to go that far. It's like, you know, couldn't come to your wedding. Sorry, you couldn't come. No, there was terrible traffic. Okay, so charter a plane. That's not considered. Being able to charter a plane isn't considered to avoid traffic, or helicopter isn't considered that I was able. Right. So more than a fifth is considered able. But that's only because you don't have the tefillin, you don't have the lulav. But here the mitzvah is the money. If you have the money, then even if it costs you more than a fifth, so you have the money to be mekayim the mitzvah. When it's tefillin, you don't have the tefillin. You don't have the tefillin. So we say to you, okay, so spend up until a fifth. But here we're talking about a case where the mitzvah is the money. So you can't say you don't have the tefillin, you don't have the money. The money is the tefillin in our case. Because you do have the money. So even if it's more than a fifth, you have to spend it. Brilliant. And that's why, pidyan haben, since the mitzvah is the money, you have to spend all five. Prias bal chov, the mitzvah is the money, you have to spend all the money. Mitzvah al yisaimin, you have to spend to pay off their father's debt, you have to spend all their money. And don't ask from tztaka that we pass kenam avazbiz alivazbiz yesem mechaimish. You know, here the mitzvah is atzos mamun. Because anyway, the Bir Halacha explains that by tztaka, why do you only have to give a tenth and not a fifth? Because chayecha kodman. And the din of a fifth is an iser. So it would appear that these aren't two dinim that aren't shaykh to each other. Rather, by tztaka, since belav hachi the person is pater, midin chayecha kodman, that we have no matter what. You have the din of chayecha kodman, just as a mitzvah. The Chazal said, despite the chayecha kodman, you have to give ma'aser. And a fifth is aser. So, tztaka is different than other mitzvahs. Because by tztaka we're saying that not only you're not obligated, but there's an iser. Because that's considered more than you're able. By mitzvahs, we say you only have to spend up to a fifth because that's what you're able to do. But more than a fifth is not considered able, so you're not obligated. And by tztaka, you shouldn't have to give tztaka at all. Chayecha kodman. Elamad is a mitzvah maisa. We say to you, more than a fifth is considered not possible, and therefore that's already considered aser. We don't want you to become poor. So here we're dealing with an iser. So tztaka is a complete different gather. Since it's more than your ability, more than a fifth is more considered more than your ability, it's already aser. The Yisod HaPtur is different than other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, you're just not obligated. Here it's mamash and iser. When it comes to mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is other mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is the money, so then if you have it, you have to spend it. You don't say that by tztaka, that if you know, you have to give a fifth of your money. We don't say that. Up until the fifth, for tztaka, every year you have to give up until the fifth, Makita. shouldn't have to give anything. Chayecha kodmin. Elamah, we tell you to give meiser. And we say, but more than a fifth already yiyav shayl, so that's already aser. We don't want you to become poor. The other mitzvah the gather is that more than a fifth is considered yiyav shayl, and therefore you're not chayev. But that's only when it means purchasing the mitzvah item. But we're talking about where the mitzvah is the money. So if you have it, you have it. Like Prius Balchol, etc. Pidgin Aben. Ulufiza Mashim Rabagamal can gamma gabe aliyala regal, alpha pishal gabe mitzvah zil chashiv. Kinechola kayen. Pisichlo tzia zachyotem lichomish hainu. Shikamacha belava ritzichlo tzia. At Mashi Yeshlo on mitzvah pidyon Aben. The monze lo chashiv hotza. So the lava he motse mamon zemimeno. Mutsa mamon zemimeno machmat chivolo tzia lo pidyon Aben. So the Gemara says, like Abi Aliyah LeRegel, Aliyah LeRegel, you don't have to pay. If it's more than a fifth, you don't have to pay. Because it's not considered that you have the mitzvah in front of you. No. You have to be Aliyah LeRegel. And being Aliyah LeRegel costs you money. So you don't have it with you. And the only way to do it is if you spend money on it. So again, it's Prius Bachov when you owe $100 and all you have is $100, you have the $100. So you have to spend it. But here the mitzvah is not the money, here the mitzvah is Aliyah LeRegel. Elama, you have to spend money in order to enable this Aliyah LeRegel. So there we say as follows. If it's a Lila Regal versus Pidgin Aben, anyway, you have to spend the money in the Pidgin Aben. Right, in the Pidgin Aben, you have to spend the five because there the mitzvah is the money. So there you have the mitzvah with you. A Lila Regal, if it's going to, it costs money, right, but you don't have it, and if you don't have the money with you, then it's not considered that you have the mitzvah with you. Pidgin Aben, if you have the money, it's considered that you have the mitzvah with you. So you have to spend the five shlamim in Pidgin Aben. Once you have to spend the five shlamim in Pidgin Aben, you have to spend the five shlamim in Lila Regal. The money's going anyway. Once the money's going anyway, so then more discusses which comes first. So this money is not considered a hotza in the mitzvah. The money's gone. Why is the money gone? The money's gone out to Pidgin Aben. Oh, the money's already gone out to Pidgin Aben, so now you can already be done. So it should be gone out to Pidgin Aben or a Lila Regal. Maybe a Lila Regal comes first. Normally, we don't require you to spend it because it's considered impossible. The halacha doesn't require that. It's not considered the realm of possible. But here, it's considered possible because the money, right, the money's already gone out to Pidgin Aben. Where it is possible, because when it comes to money mitzvahs, you have to spend all your money. Because that is the mitzvah. If you have it, you have it. So, Mela, once the money's gone, it's considered possible. Just like you're doing it on a Pidgin Aben, you can just as well do it on a Lila Regal. So if Aliyah LeRegel is better, is more important than Pidgin Aben, like we see in the Gemara there according to Rav Yehuda, so it's not considered that you're spending more than a chomish. Because again, the money's already gone. You see that you said in Tosis, that if anyway you have to spend money, because of a different mitzvah, it's not considered hotzas mamon klape a mitzvah is even more chashiv, even though klape the other more chashiv mitzvah, there's no din shel hotzas mamon. So even by the if by the more chashiv mitzvah, there's no din of hotzas mamon, but it's not considered hotzas mamon. If for a less chashiv mitzvah, you would have to be motzi mamon. Ayin Shem B'divrei Tosfos, which hopefully we'll get into. Al kol panim, with this we can answer the kasha l'chalkas Yoav. Shabbos Chof Gimel on the base, the Gemara is a suffix, Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom, what comes first? Now in Ner Chanukah you have to spend all of your money like we see in the Ralam Chanukah 4:12. Kiddush Hayom is like all other mitzvahs essay. So b'lavach you're not chayv in Kiddush Hayom, because Sharein Elo L'Ner Echot, We only have enough money for one candle. We only have enough money for one candle. That's going to be more than a chomesh. You only have enough money for one candle. That's more than a chomesh of your money. The guy's so poor. So of course he's only going to be chayiv in Ner Chanukah. How can you be mechayiv him in Kiddush, and it's going to be more than a fifth? So for Ner Chanukah, you have to spend your last penny. So of course you can be chayiv in Ner Chanukah. What's the shaila? Based on what we said, no. The money is gone. Why is it gone? It's going on Ner Chanukah. So now we can discuss what's more chashuv. Ner Chanukah or Kiddush. And it doesn't bother us that Kiddush is going to be more than a chomesh because the money's gone anyway. That's considered efshari, that he could do it. And that's what the Kli Chemda, there's a whole Kli Chemda about this in Parshas Vayetze. So in Osdala, that's how he answers the Kasha L'Chalkas Yov. L'Chalkas Yov discusses this, he brings from Tosis Lamed Beis. And there's another discussion. Discussion is the we paskin in Shabbos near Beiso, lighting Shabbos candles, Pasha Shabbos candles, is other from near Chanukah. Why al Shalom Beiso? Shalom Bayis. So it proceeds near Chanukah. What's the din when you don't have money for near? You don't have money for a candle. So what do? You have to sell your garment. See in the Rambam, Chanukah 4:12. You don't have to sell your garment for Ner Shabbos. So what do? So you have three possibilities. You can sell your garment and light Ner Chanukah. You sell your garment. We have to sell Ner Chanukah. Because near Shabbos, you're not chayvin. You're not chayv to sell your garment. Or you could sell your garment and do the near Shabbos. Because now you have the money. So now near Shabbos is adif. Or maybe you shouldn't sell it at all. Because if you sell it, then maybe the din is going to be to buy the near Shabbos. And that there's no din to sell your garment. So you don't have to. You don't have to sell it at all. So based on what we said, we see from the suffix of the Gemara, the Gabi Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom, the Gemara is a suffix, which you're spending money on. And from the Pshitus of the Gemara, the Gabi Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, the Ner Shabbos comes first. That even though you don't have to spend for Kiddush Hayom and Ner Shabbos more than a Chomesh, nevertheless, when you have four Ner Chanukah, now you're chayav about Ner Shabbos or Kiddush Hayom, according to the Gemara suffix, right? The Gemara is a suffix. Kiddush Hayom or Ner Chanukah. So once you're ready, you have to sell it, and now you go with the Kiddush Hayom. Possibly. And now you have to sell it, and Ner Chanukah and Kiddush near Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. You have to go sell it and go with the Ner Shabbos. Why? Because the money's already gone. The money's already gone, else Ner Chanukah. So once the money's already gone, so then it's not considered more than a chomesh anymore. More than a chomesh means that we don't obligate. It's not considered within the realm of possible. It's not plausible for you to become a mitzvah. It's not reasonable to expect you to become a mitzvah if it's going to be more than a chomesh. Why? Because we don't require you to spend more than a chomesh of your money on the mitzvah. Elamai. But if you don't have the chomesh is already gone. Now, well, then that's considered already reasonable. And the chomesh in our case is already gone because you're spending it on your Chanukah. So what then? You have to sell your garment for Ner Chanukah. So you sell your garment, and then with that garment, you sold your garment for Ner Chanukah. So now you have to go ahead and buy with it Kiddush Hayom, or buy with it Ner Beiso, because it's already gone out Ner Chanukah. The only thing, what about begging? You only have to beg for Ner Chanukah, Al Tzpirsum Enisa. So we don't say here that there's money anyway. You don't have the money. Anyway, you don't have the money. The money's already considered gone. So that we say about not having the money, it's already considered gone. Maybe here, you wouldn't have to beg. Maybe you wouldn't have to beg. Because since afterwards, you're going to have to spend it on Ner Shabbos, we don't require you to go begging. because you're not obligated to beg for Ner Shabbos. So we talk about you have the money. So if you have the money, you have the money. And when you only have enough for either Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, so you can't say, oh, I don't have to spend it on Ner Shabbos because it's not reasonable to expect me to spend all my money on a mitzvah. The money's already gone. So the money's already considered gone, so you can already spend it on Ner Shabbos. It's already gone, it's Ner Chanukah, you can spend it on Ner Shabbos. But actually obligate you to go begging, and that now you're going to spend that money on Ner Shabbos, that maybe yes. Maybe taka yes, because you're obligated on Ner Chanukah, but maybe not. See, in the money case, we say, anyway, you don't have the money. So why is it not reasonable for you to... What's the difference? You're going to be kind of this mitzvah, that mitzvah, anyway the money's gone. It actually require you to beg. Maybe we don't require you to beg because you end up begging for Ner Shabbos because Ner Shabbos expresses over Ner Chanukah. So yesh lodun b'zeh. In the Tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simit Samaches, he writes a Dover Pashit that if a person is damel or shtei mitzvahs, when a person chances upon two mitzvahs, so achas sheyesh bo chisaron kis. You have two mitzvahs. One doesn't cost you anything, and one costs you more than a fifth. So we don't say that you're not allowed to do the mitzvah that's going to cost you more than a fifth. We don't say that it's us if you do the mitzvah with your money. That's more than a fifth. Because the mitzvah that doesn't have chisaron kis isn't more chashiv than the mitzvah that does have chisaron kis. That costs more than a fifth. So you get to choose. You're mekayim the mitzvah if it costs more than a fifth, and you're mekayim the mitzvah if it costs nothing. So you get to choose. And you can't say, no, the mitzvah that has no chisaron kis takes precedence, because the mitzvah of, that costs more than a fifth, you're not obligated in. The mitzvah that doesn't have chisaron kis, you are obligated. No, we don't say that. So you get to choose, but pashtus, it's because the din of at chomesh is not that you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, just your patra l'tzos mamon. It's a ptur, but you're still mechuyev in the mitzvah. You're just not obligated to spend the money, but you're still obligated in the mitzvah. There's an equal obligation in the mitzvah. So since you're equally obligated in the mitzvah, you just don't have to spend the money, but you're obligated in the mitzvah. So Mela, if you want to spend the money, then you're mekayim mitzvah that it costs more than a fifth, just like your mekayim mitzvah that's no chisaron kis. So you get to choose. So we've been saying that, no, your mamash patur from the mitzvah. Kibbeger told you, not patur from the mitzvah. You're patur from the otzah. But the mitzvah is the same mitzvah. We were saying, no, you're patur from the mitzvah, of course, more than a fifth. Based on what we said, the story of Kibbeger is correct, that you get to choose. Because if you want it, it's not considered that it's not your efsharut. Efsharut is that you don't want it, so that's not considered possible. But if you really want it, then that's already considered possible. Wasn't able to make it to the wedding. Could have chartered a plane. So if a guy really wants to charter the plane, then it's considered possible for him. It's considered reasonable for him. And once he wants it, so then he's already, again, he's chayv in the mitzvah. And then he gets to choose. Is he going to do the one that costs no money or the one that costs more than a fifth? You can also answer the kasha l'chalkas yoyev. Again, this is when he talks about Nyani Onus B'mitzvahs. So, he asks Akasha about Shvi's Avdei, Shvi's Avdei Mitzvah. So even if you're Soivel Tzar Godel, nevertheless, it's usher for you to do Amir El Avdo, that you ever should do Malach on Shabbos. Why is that any different than Yosef Mechaymish? So why here are you chayv in this mitzvah even if it's sovel tzar gadol, which maybe to you is worth more than a chomish of your money, if it's in your money? So based on what we said, there he has in front of him the kiyum mitzvah of not making his eved work. You can't say that he doesn't have the mitzvah in front of him. Again, with our example of the tefillin. I'm talking about a case where you don't have tefillin. So if you don't have the mitzvah in front of you, you're not obligated. It's not considered reasonable to expect you to spend more than a fifth. Elchaz obligates you then. Somewhere you don't have it in front of you. Here you have the mitzvah right in front of you. What mitzvah do you have right in front of you? Don't make your avid work. So what's the problem? Just do it. The mitzvah is in front of you, so therefore you have to spend more than a fifth, even with Tzar Gadol, which is worth to you more than a fifth. But the mitzvah is lefanav. So as long as no pikoch nefesh, you have the mitzvah zesei, gevaldi. So too we can answer the kasha from Beit 21a. If you have the army that comes into the city, so you have to spend all your money not to cook for them on Yantiv, not to chef for them on Yantiv. Lechem v'lalakum. Why is that? It's a mitzvah zesei. Why to spend all your money? Lechem v'lalakum. It's a mitzvah zesei. Cook for yourself, not for the goy. So why did I spend all your money? The answer is there, just don't shecht. There, just don't shecht. So it's considered lefanav. And therefore, even if though it's going to cause a monetary loss, but still, the mitzvah is considered in front of you. There wasn't a matter of them spending money. They weren't having to spend money in order to avoid this. The goyim just would have snatched their money. Okay, the goyim are going to snatch your money, but it's in front of you not to shech for them, so don't shech. And therefore it means even more than a fifth. In the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, in the Psich Luchos Akum, page Mem Vav, he brings, brought by the Pesachei Tshuva, in Yerodea, Kufin and Zayin, Tziv Kavin Dalet, he writes, Bekoifeo Anos, Lavrol Mesasei, if an anas forces a person, anas is somebody who forces somebody to do something, sort of a mugger, to be over in a mitzvah say, he doesn't have to give all of his money in order to allow him, in order to enable himself to do the mitzvah. But if the anas starts up with your money, you're now allowed to save yourself by being mevatel the aseh. In other words, if he's going after your money, you can't say, okay, in order not to give you the money, I'll be mevatel the aseh. That's usher to do. But if he's kaifa one lavor al mitzvah say, you don't have to give your money. So he explains why, but based on what we said, it's gavaldic. Because if he's kaifa while mitzvah say, forcing you not to be kind of mitzvah, see if shall the kayim. And then having to spend the money to stop that we don't obligate you to do, that's considered unreasonable. But if he wants to take your money, and then the only way to get around it is being mevatel mitzvah say, that we're not going to allow you to do. You're going to lose your money. Because who's forcing you to be over on this mitzvah say? No one's forcing you over on this mitzvah say. So what right do you have to be over the mitzvah say? It's going to cost you. Just don't be over the mitzvah. It's in front of you not to be over the mitzvah. So don't be over on the mitzvah. But if he's forcing you to be over on the mitzvah, you don't have to pay him to get out of it. Because now the mitzvah is not in front of you anymore. And the only way to do the mitzvah, it's like this tefillin. The tefillin's not in front of you. It's not with you. The only way to do it is to pay more than 50, not obligated. So here the mitzvah is not in front of you. He's telling you you can't do the mitzvah. You have to pay more than a 50 to get around it. That you don't have to do. There he discusses Haggadah Eidus, that if a person is a Kovesh Eidusa, which he's not allowed to do, on Tefsid Mammon, so the Mishnah Chacham wanted to say that it's Mutter, but according to us, it's Aser. Why? Don't be Kovesh Eidusa, go be made. It's going to cost you, you're going to end up losing, you're going to lose. But here it's considered the mitzvah is Lefanav, so you have to do the mitzvah. Even at the expense of a loss. So that's stage two in our journey. And we still have a sach, vatsuradni. So please stay tuned, and we'll see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.